Second?
Just a second.
Yeah.
We get it recorded, right. Leave the record open for 15 days after receipt of...
Announcement of the receipt of...
After announcement of...
The receipt of Delnot's comments.
Receipt of Delnot's comments.
On the TIS.
On the TIS.
For written comments only.
Yeah, for written comments.
Written comments only. And then I'm assuming you're going to want to duplicate the same motion for the...
Yes.
For the conditional use number 1951, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Just getting back to Marty's comment on that, so, because this comes up, and just I'll say to everybody, it would be the 45 days doesn't start running until the end of that 15-day period.
Right.
So we have...
We've got time.
Yeah, right.
And there's no need to rush. There's the you know, we need to have all the information.
Yeah.
Because I agree with Mike. I think what's in the record now is differs dramatically from what was suggested. It may not make a difference, but we can't make that decision without the information. So,
you know what disturbs me, Mr. Chairman, is that we keep getting these hearings, and traffic is an issue, and it is. I mean, there's no question. But I remember reading the first plan, the comprehensive plan, which was written by the state of Delaware, passed by the commission, not this commission, but a previous commission in 1969. And in that comprehensive plan, which was like an Eastern Sussex plan or something like that, they projected in 30 years we were going to have this growth. Well, here we are 40-some years out, and it's happened, right? They had a plan to address it, and guess what? The state of Delaware did not implement the plan they wrote 40-some years ago.
They wouldn't fund it. And the idea...
And today, they keep saying they want more plans. Well, if you'd adhere to the plan that you had 40-some years ago, you know, we wouldn't have... We might still have problems. Certainly, we'd still have problems, but it wouldn't be the way they are. The
thing is that they will not... You know, it's a great idea to have infrastructure before you have development. It is never going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. Yeah. Governments don't behave like that. They will not spend the money until the pressure's there to do it.
They certainly haven't in the past.
I wish they would. You know, they talked about Route 1.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Even not only the comprehensive plan the state prepared, the zoning maps that were prepared and adopted and approved through the commission and through levy court in 1971, effective January 1st, 71, showed DelDOT all the zoning on Route 1, especially and 13 and 113, and nothing changed.
They acted like because I was around when all that land on both sides of Route 1 became available for development, okay? It had been zoned for development from the day one zoning was done. So for DelDOT to say they were taken by surprise or they didn't know, that's been the plan from the beginning, but they were not going to do a thing until they were forced to.
And the county population projections were in there, reasonably an error, but reasonably accurate as much as you can go 20 years out.
Sure.
It happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, how can we...
Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening, by the way. I mean,